Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, 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 yes.
Bag, bagging it up. I'm the king of talking shit, then bagging it up. Hey, bag, bagging it up. Throw that shit over here, girl. That's what it's for. Bag, bag, bagging it up. I'm the king of talking shit, then.
So, y'all want to know how I feel about this situation? Honey, honey. Honey, honey, huh? I've been on here today. I'm taking off tomorrow. Shit. Original, bitch. Yes, 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 yes. Come on in the room. Let me tell you something. I have been talking today. I feel like I done been live. I done did a video. I done dropped a video. We just had our members only chat. I done been live all day. Y'all done got hella videos from me. I'm going to have to go get some Theraflu and lay the fuck down and just not talk to y'all for a minute. But we do have the music show tomorrow, so I have to do that. So, yes. Oh. All right. Okay. So everybody get ready. Moderators get ready. Listen. So tonight was an explosive night. I'm not even going to hold you. Tonight was a very explosive night. It was very, very lit on the YouTube streets. It was very, very messy. It was a lot of things said. It was a lot of things done. It was a lot of opinions. So we're here to talk about it. We got to get into some things. So shout out to everybody here in the motherfucking building that's here for the shit. Okay. Because you guys are a bunch of messy assholes here for drama. I'm just kidding. No, but okay, so we're going to get into some things, okay? Hold on. I just want to make sure everything is set up. Welcome. If you're a returning subscriber, then you guys know how this shit goes. Some shit might shut down. Some shit might shut off. Some shit might stop working, but we are going to get through this show. If you are new, welcome and hello. Hey, T. Hey, Tasha. I know you guys will pop in from at some point. Oh, someone said, how do they become a member? Let me get that out for you now, because we just had an explosive members-only chat, and the only reason why I'm here is because the members wanted me to come in here. However, because I would not have came in here if the members didn't want me to come in here. So let me get you that, because that's first things first. Let me get you to that, why the people come into the room. Hold on. Let me get you to that link. Let me copy the link for you so that you can go ahead and get involved with our memberships here, okay? I'm going to post the link for you here. Ooh, I'm losing my damn voice. Ooh, child. All right. So we're going to talk. This is not going to be a biased live. This is going to be a real live, and this is just going to be from what I observed, okay? Nothing that I'm saying is right or wrong or taken to be as facts. It is just my opinion and what I have observed, okay? So I don't want anyone feeling away about what I might say or what I might not say, okay? So let's talk about it. Tasha K. Wow, Tasha K. Well, hold on. I'm glad she spoke up. Because I was starting to begin to think that she was a little nervous. Now, I don't know what's right or what's wrong or how or what's actually going on behind the scenes, because I'm not privy to that information. But here's what I think. I think she did a phenomenal job by I want to talk about the positive stuff first. I think she did a phenomenal job by, you know, presenting her case against Cardi B. She had her winos going out, digging up information. I think that's what she was waiting for. I think Tasha K. wanted to respond, but she wasn't sure how to do so. But she also didn't want to be looked like in a situation to where, okay, I'm not that tough bitch that I portray herself to be. She had to respond. Every time Cardi B says something directly to her, she does this. Those are her biggest shows when she responds. Okay, so she pulled out receipts, and you know, honestly, it looked good for her, and I don't know, it really did good presenting her case. I don't know if you guys could tell or not, but she was obviously trying to detour Cardi B from actually suing her. Because I don't know if you got into the last part of the video where she was talking about the discovery part of it. I'm not exactly the right legal term that she was saying, but that discovery part where, you know, Cardi B would have to show all of her information and go through these tests, and they would have to go, you know, Tasha K was talking as if that they would have to go into deep into her dark past, into her husband's past, to her family's past. And then Tasha K alluded to the fact that, you know, you wouldn't want a blogger to see all this information on you, because I will put even more information out than you even expected. So she was trying to frighten Cardi B into not wanting to go through with the case, because out of fear that Tasha K would get even more information that she already has now. That was, I, to me, feel like that's a scare tactic. They're both using scare tactics. Cardi B's using scare tactics, but I also think Cardi B is serious. But I think that Tasha K is ready. She should be. She'd be stupid not to be ready. But I do think that she was gaining her bearings prior, waiting to see what was going to happen. What kind of leverage could she put out there to build a case for her? Because she knows she is getting fucking sued, or she wouldn't have went to these lengths. And, you know, it was entertainment. So that was good. Cardi B, what you coming back with? Because Tasha K has taken the hashtag viral. She took it viral, and a lot of people were talking about it. And so that's just kind of what it was. And Tasha K had her game face on. She talked to some people. You could tell some people gassed her up. She felt comfortable. I think she has a lawyer. So they might have told her some things that she can and can't get away with, or the due process, or how everything works. And so she felt compelled to come on and perform a show, you know, but prior to that, she was saying that she couldn't say anything. Remember, she couldn't respond. She couldn't say anything. No, she could have. She just didn't know what to say, how she was going to say it. She had no evidence, and she had no case. So she had her people go dig some shit up. So she was looking for bloggers that, you know, weren't supporting her. So I guess she was going to, you know, chat on them as well, which I'll get to. But as far as, you know, making Cardi B look like a dumbass and, you know, exposing Cardi B, she did a phenomenal job with that. I'm not really here for either one of those women particularly. Either one of them, I'm just here to see how it all unfolds. You know how I feel about Cardi B. You guys know at this point how I feel about Tasha K. But at the end of the day, Tasha K right now, she did a phenomenal job putting that shit out there and giving Cardi a run for her money. I said that Tasha K was going to do that. I said that she's not a dumb lady, just a very heartless lady. But she ain't stupid. So she understands business. She ain't, like, stupid. You get what I'm saying? Just not the greatest person. Now, she was really on one tonight. She was really, 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 really on one. Now, let's talk for a second. The issue that I do have, though, is that she is bringing up Lovely T. Now, she mentioned other bloggers. I'm not really familiar with Famous or Gossip in the City. That sounds like another slander blog, like another, like, real, real messy, real, real grimy, messy blog. So I don't really know them. I think Famous reported maybe one story of mine from Bobby Valentino, but that's about it. Now, as far as Lovely T, I'm not really understanding why she keeps bringing up Lovely T. So in the midst of responding to the Cardi B suing allegation or whatever, the lawsuit, she brings up Lovely T. And she's trying to start this beef with Lovely T, which I'm not understanding, because if you're this queen of blogging, you break all these stories, you've taught everybody everything that they know, why is it that you are or trying to get a response from Lovely T? I don't understand that, Tasha K. I don't understand. If you are so not worried about anybody else, why are you on, if you have Lovely T blocked, why are you on her Instagram from a whole nother page? Or why do you have people screenshotting her comments? You have her notifications on, and you have her, you have Lovely T responding to posts that are on her page. Yeah, it's clear. She don't like you. She don't fuck with you. You've talked about this lady's health condition, and this was your friend. You got mad at Lovely T and tried to post that she had a $100,000 car. I don't know who's going to feel bad about being able to purchase a $100,000 car. Bitch, are you deaf, dumb, or stupid? Bitch, you can go ahead and expose me for purchasing a $100,000 car. Bitch, are you mad or not? Because, bitch, I'm sure her car rides very comfortably. And quite frankly, I wouldn't give a fuck about you exposing me for having my coins in order. And quite frankly, this is just what I'm saying. This is just me being an observer. Maybe you should have a $100,000 car as well, because you've allegedly taught her everything. And this is where I'm just so confused, because it's like, okay, so Tasha K brought up the fact that Lovely T used her hashtag for views. Okay. Well, Lovely T didn't just use a Tasha K hashtag. She used Tasha K verse Lovely T. She's 50% of that hashtag. Why? So she really used her own hashtag as well. Just as much as it was your hashtag, it's her hashtag. So why isn't she able to use the hashtag? And why are you that far in her video to see what hashtag she used? So it really seems like you are pressed. You are pressed. You. Even if Lovely T is pressed, she's not showing that she's pressed. So I just don't understand what would be the reason to add her into this Cardi B beef when she's not suing you. Now, I understand why you added Famous, because she obviously was being fake as fuck. Like, she was lying on you and pretending to be with Cardi and throwing you, like, she was being real messy. So I get it. Like, bitch, I'd have aired her out too. Kudos on that. Like, you did your thing with that, pulled all the receipts on her, whatever. I understand that. So that's why I'm like, okay, bitch, you did your thing with that, Tasha K. You did your thing. Tasha K did her thing on that. I'm just still not understanding. And the Jason Lee, you didn't even really go in on Jason Lee that much. But you decided to go in on Lovely T, but you're so unbothered and you're the queen. So my thing is that if you taught Lovely T everything she knows, why are you still talking about her? It just doesn't make any sense. I just don't understand. I don't like the whole bullying aspect of the whole thing. So it's not about me being biased or anything. If this lady is doing her thing on her page, Tasha, you talk your shit. If she's on her page, if she want Cardi B, if she's cool with Cardi B, she's cool with Cardi B. Why are you mad? And it shows that you're mad because you're talking about you're going to surpass her. Great, you're going to surpass her. So when you get to 1 million, what happens? It's just going to be like Cardi B getting the Grammy. All right, that's done. Cardi B got the Grammy. The respect level is still not there. Tasha K, you're breaking the stories without the 1 million. You've broken the stories. You're getting the clout. People are noticing you. So I don't understand what the issue is from about Lovely T. On top of the fact, she said that she taught. I haven't talked to Lovely T. I just don't understand. I'm just trying to figure out how did Lovely T get brought into the Cardi B stuff when Tasha K, you are so unbothered. And this is gossip. So my thing is, if you taught Lovely T everything, you taught her about the T lines, because I don't know who taught who what. Okay, I wasn't there. But if you taught her that, one would just have to wonder, well, where's your line? Where's your wine line? Where's your wine opener? Where's your wine glass? Where's your wine chiller? Where's your wine cork? Where's your corkscrew? I mean, is there anything of yours? Do you have a product that you're selling? I mean, I don't see how you're teaching someone else how to sell a product and you're in the same lane, but you don't have a product. You're affiliated or partnered, but where's the unwind wine? Is there a keychain, bitch? I mean, so I'm just trying to figure out, if you taught somebody something, where's yours? You know? Your shit should be lit. That's what I would think. Like, bitch, your product should be selling off the roof because you're the fucking teacher. And she mentioned, and I'm only talking about this because, like, other bloggers, like, I'm not necessarily wanting to be a celebrity, but what I didn't understand was Tasha K was saying that Lovely T got Hollywood because she went to an event. Tasha K was only in the corner. She only talked to Mishi, and Lovely T was trying to be in all the celebrities' faces. Listen, we're still human. Just because you want to have respect from people and you want to talk to people does not mean that you just necessarily want to be a celebrity and that you have to be isolated from the world. That's fucking miserable. Only miserable people like to just be in their little corner and talk shit. My thing is this. If I'm going to be able to talk shit, I can be in those spaces. Just like Milan Christopher threatened me. You think I'm not going to go to L.A.? I'm going to go to L.A. I'm not looking to fight anybody, but nobody's going to stop me from being around. So if you can talk the big shit, bitch, you should be able to be around. So you can't get mad at this lady because she's socializing and networking. Everybody's business is different. I personally don't think that anybody does news like Tasha K. I don't think that anybody does news like Lovely T. I do think that they're totally different people. Lovely T does full thorough breakdowns. Tasha K does like shock jock, hurry up. Let me be first. Let me break stories. Everybody doesn't try to break stories. And they both can be good in their own right. I just don't understand what the whole dragging her into the Cardi B mess, because Cardi B, her and Cardi B are because she was commenting on the fact that you might get sued. Bitch, she don't fuck with you. Yeah, she was commenting on the fact that you might get sued. She posted it. You are making headlines. You're on the grow. You, Tasha K is the hottest blogger out, period. You're hot, bitch. So be hot and move on, because you're really looking really pressed. You should be arguing with Cardi B. Why the fuck are you arguing with Lovely T? And she's not even responding to you. I just don't understand what that does. And if anything, people are saying, well, should Lovely T respond? Lovely T needs to respond. Lovely T does not need to respond, because it aggravates Tasha K to the highest power when Lovely T comments on stuff, pays her, and talks to her followers and fans about the situation. Lovely T, what I would do is I would just keep indirectly responding to the bitch, like, because that fucking drives her crazy. Just keep putting out your content, because she's in competition with you, and you're not even responding. The minute that Lovely T responds, Tasha K is going to stop, but then Tasha K got what she wanted. Lovely T will be dumb to respond. That's why I don't care if Tasha K calls her the queen, 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 queen. She don't believe that yet, because she has not got a response from Lovely T. You can't argue with someone like she's just arguing with herself. Like, I wouldn't respond. That wouldn't even bother me. If I was Lovely T, I would be a little annoyed that she tried to, like, play me. But it's like, girl, you have a whole, you are on a whole national level. You're talking about all these deals you got, all these people calling you, all these people trying to give you X amount of dollars, this, that, and the third. And this is your biggest live to date ever. And you go and give me promotion to 22,000 motherfuckers? Bitch, why are you talking about me? Like, what the fuck do I have to do with this? Thank you. You get what I'm saying? Like, Tasha K, just win. Do your thing. We know you want to beat 2 million subscribers. Nobody's taking that away from you. Bitch, you come up with enough. Bitch, let me tell you something. When I realized you went to the depths to lie and call the hospital and pretend to be somebody's cousin, bitch, you need to get your 1 million subscribers, okay? You deserve that. Because, bitch, everybody's not going to do that. I'm not. It's just not that serious. It may be that serious for you, which is no problem, because it's entertaining for me. But, girl, just get your 1 million. And move on. I don't understand why you keep fucking with this lady, and this lady's not bothered. If you taught this lady all this shit, then you should be propelling and moving forward. I just don't understand, on the flip side, how you're teaching somebody something, but they have more products than you, and they get more money. Well, I don't know if they really get more money, but to me, a bitch that's on Roku TV, they got T-lines, they got memberships, they got They got Patreons. They got YouTube. I don't know. Shit, you tell me. I'm just saying. So I'm just not. Somebody said, why are you pressed about those two? Here's the thing. I'm just as pressed as Tasha K is pressed for including Lovely T. It doesn't make any sense, right? You guys are asking me, why am I talking about this? I'm asking her, why the hell was she talking about Lovely T? You see how the circle works? I'm just trying to figure out, even if, like, okay, past Lovely, you don't fuck with her. Are you mad because she did the video about the Wendy Williams story? What did you want her to do? Kiss your ass through the video? She did the video. She wasn't the only one that didn't give you credit. A lot of people cited Page Six. A lot of people are not going to cite you, Tasha K, because they don't fuck with you. A lot of people are not going to cite you. It is what it is. You should be okay with that. So to attack Lovely T, so when you, what is it? You're just going to attack her until you pass her? Because then when you pass her, then what? She's still going to be her, and she's still going to have never responded to you. So I just don't get it. I'm just trying to figure out how that happens, how you're going off with Cardi B, and you're talking about Lovely T. I understand the gossip in the city, and I understand the Jason Lee. I understand the Jason Lee, because Jason Lee, he definitely is a bit of a Jason Lee's a clout chaser. Okay, let's just face it. Jason Lee wants everybody to talk about him. He's very into himself, and he thinks everybody is, you know, like mad at his success, which I don't think that many people are really paying attention. But that's a whole nother video. But I don't understand picking on somebody. I really don't like that. I get it. Y'all don't fuck with each other. Whatever. It was okay. You guys have personal relationships, but it's heartless as Tasha K is, and as ruthless as she is for news, a story, and what she'll put out. I don't understand how your feelings are so hurt. I'm just not understanding. You see what I'm saying? So we can get into some things. I'm going to open up the call in. Let's try to be as respectful as possible. I'm not here to bash Tasha K or Lovely T. I'm just doing commentary because Tasha K is hot right now. When she inserted Lovely T into the Cardi B mix, we know that Tasha K did her thing with the Cardi B. I'm just a little baffled as why she keeps bringing Lovely T into the mix if she is so unbothered and Lovely T is so beneath her and she's so better than Lovely T. She taught Lovely T everything she knows. But why is it that you have to keep bringing her up? And if Lovely T is using your hashtags for clicks and views, well, what did you just do? Tasha K, you just used Lovely T for clicks and views. You just shocked that whole situation because you didn't have enough to carry the show to talk about Cardi B. I don't understand, you could have just left it at Famous and Cardi B, but obviously Famous is cool. Not enough people probably know about her or are really interested. So I get it. You had to just bring the shock level for Lovely T, but she has not responded to you, Tasha K. So if you're the queen, be the queen, bitch. Why are you fishing for a response? Okay, let's get into some things. Area code 336-49. 04, you're live on the air.
Hi, Oman.
Hey, what's going on?
Hi, I'm good. So I basically watched the whole Tasha K live from start to finish. And
mm-hmm.
basically the reason why, you know, Tasha K was going hard at Love UT is because, you know, Love UT posted, you know, her being sued by Cardi B. So Tasha's thing is that, you know, you're glorifying me, you're laughing at me for being sued, when you were in the mix with me behind the scenes planning the whole thing out.
But we don't know that that was actually to be true. That's
but
what Tasha K is saying.
But my thing is, you remember how Lovely T and Tasha K, they were both tight. Like, they were mad cool with each other. So it's kind of hard for... I just think if Tasha can sit up there in front of...
I seen the text messages. It wasn't that Lovely
people.
T. Hold on. I seen the messages, so that's why I have to tell you. It wasn't that they just planned this whole fucking thing out. Tasha K asked Lovely T what title to put. Lovely T told her a title. They were talking about a title. How to title a video. That's not being in cahoots. Tasha K actually grabbed Star Marie because Lovely T took the video to 1 million views. See, if you really study Tasha K, you know that she's only here for numbers and to try to trend and try to be like, yo, like, I am the one. And let me put you on game, like, because I watched a video from a while ago when I was just looking at up all these ladies doing my research on them. That event that Tasha K, if I was Lovely T, it would have clicked then. But there was an event that I'm not sure if there was in L.A. or Atlanta or whatever, but where Tasha K always talks about Michi, the little light-skinned boy with the blonde hair or whatever. So anyway, they were together. There was a quick video. Lovely T and Michi was talking, right? And they was like, you know, it's Lovely T. You know, they was just doing their little thing because they was kicking it and hanging out. Tasha K comes, they put her on the camera. They're like, yeah, hey. And then she comes in like, yeah, it's Unwind with Tasha K. Like, she came in with, like, it's about her. Like, it wasn't like, you know, we're all doing our thing. She was wanting the people to know that she was Unwind. So my thing is, she tried to jump in front of that Star Marie thing. That's why she ended up releasing the interview early. Because before a lot of blogs start picking it up, and a lot of people was reaching out to Star Marie, and Tasha K was debunking people's interviews that were trying to reach out to Tasha K. Tasha K was even promising Star Marie a fucking career to get the interview because she was that thirsty for it. So it wasn't that they were just that far into cahoots. Tasha K was trying to get this shit out so she can hit 1 million views. Don't be fooled. Hello?
I just feel like there's more to the story. Like I said, if Tasha K can sit up here and in front of 20,000 subscribers while being on live and say that I did this for views, I did this to trend, and I was in cahoots with Lovely T, why can't Lovely T just say that? Oh, she was part of it. Like,
okay, so let me ask you
this.
Let me ask you this. She did that in front of 20,000 people, right? And then she's
yes.
fallen out with Lovely T before, and she's exposed Lovely T and all this stuff, right? But
right.
why hasn't she yet put out any of the hardcore proof that they planned this? Where is it that they planned? Why are those receipts not out?
Because Tasha said in her live that she'd rather speak without showing the receipts.
Okay, girl, keep believing that. But you're gonna talk about everything else. You're gonna talk about a health condition. You blasted everything else about this lady. You called this lady poor. Talk about her car. Said she used her subscribers to get money. You said everything else. You posted. You've had people leak text messages. She's even sent me, like, you're talking to a bitch that was in a piece of it. So my thing is, if she was willing to say all of that, where's the evidence of them fucking planning it? Where's the phone call that she recorded? Where is it?
Just
being real. Where is it?
I mean, Tasha was saying on her live that there was another T-Page on YouTube who had all the receipts, who had everything. But I'm just saying, like, I just feel like there's no reason to just be like, oh, I didn't have no part of it. You, Tasha K and Love Me T were mad cool with each other. So for me to believe that, you know, Love Me T did not have no part of it, it's crazy to me. Like, Love Me T, like, and then Omar, you said that Love Me T is not pressed about Tasha K. Like, Love Me T is literally blocking people on her Instagram page right now saying Tasha K. Anything that has to do with Tasha K, she's blocking people out.
She don't like her. Why would you have them on their page? She don't fuck with her. Like, I don't let Tasha K be on
my
channel.
Is, like, if you're not pressed about Tasha K, why should you care about somebody
talking
about
Tasha
on your page?
Okay, so let me tell you. Okay, so what is she supposed to do? First of all, this is the second time that Tasha K has attacked her, and this lady is not responding. So if that's the only thing that she can do, let her have that. Why is it okay for Tasha K to go and try to air out all this lady's business, tell everybody about her being in the hospital and having a sickness and all this other bullshit, but she can't block people? But it's okay for Tasha K to try to air her to 20,000 people, 30,000 people for fucking – for what?
No,
like,
see, I didn't say that was right. I didn't say that was right. I never said what Tasha.
Like, come
really
on,
right.
That's not fucking cool.
I just said Lovely T had some part in it. I'm not saying it was just Tasha. It was just Tasha. Lovely T had something to do with it. They were mad, cool, and then all of a sudden they fall out because of Cardi B and Star Marie. No, like, come on, Armand. She had something to do with it.
I can just tell you the issue was they were going to – listen, Tasha K is inevitably going to fall out with anybody that she's with, because here's the thing. Outside of all of that, let's just be real. Tasha K has found her self-esteem in vlogging. She has found her purpose.
Mm-hmm.
She has found her happy place. Lovely T, out of all the people that are in our black sector that has, like, that does this, has the biggest following, that does celebrity gossip. So Tasha K inevitably was going to fall out with her because Tasha K wants to be number one. It's just a competition game. So if we just admit that, then we can move forward. They were never going to really be friends. Tasha K is never going to truly be friends with somebody that's on top of her. Never. She'll be cool with you as long as you're not a threat. Or as long as you're not on top. Now, she feels like Lovely T didn't have her back in the Cardi B situation, but Lovely T and Tasha K don't do the same type of work.
See, I can agree with you when it comes to that. They do not do the same type of work. I can agree with you with that.
All right. Thank you, caller. All right. Let's take another caller. We're going to have to make these kind of quick because these lines are just through the roof. 978-8025. You're live on the air.
Hello, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing much. In bed. It's 11:45 here, so I'm going to make this quick.
Mm-hmm.
I don't watch Tasha K. I see her videos pop up under your videos on YouTube. I've watched one show of hers probably about a year ago. Too loud. Personally, not my taste. Too loud.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, coming for Lovely T, my girl, Lovely T, you and Lovely T, I'm sorry, you and Lovely T are the only two people I watch on YouTube. The reason why I watch you is because you're funny. You make me laugh. Lovely T, I love the way she does her stories. It's respectable. It has facts. And she adds her opinion at the very end. Tasha K,
mm-hmm.
a lot of loud noise. Now, to attack Lovely T, she needs to fall back. She really needs to fall back because right now what she's doing, she's getting too greedy. You're doing
mm-hmm.
well. You're doing fine. So why are you attacking a woman that doesn't even acknowledge you? That's
mm-hmm.
what you call desperate. That's desperate. And there's clearly something that Lovely T is doing that is getting under Tasha K's skin.
Yes.
So Tasha K is not... She's not satisfied with all the attention she's getting right now.
That's why Lovely T should not. See, people think that I'm just being a hater on Tasha K. I'm taking out that I like, that I fuck with Lovely T's work ethic and that I don't fuck with Tasha K out of it. Because one thing I will say is this, Tasha K's work ethic is motherfucking It's the shit. Lovely T's work ethic is the shit. So I'm giving both those ladies that. Lovely T is always fucking working. Tasha K is, that bitch just fucking schemed and lied to break a story. So she's serious about it too. But my thing is, by Lovely T not responding, everybody's like, Lovely T should respond. I don't care how much Tasha K calls herself the queen of gossip, the queen of this, the queen of that. Obviously, right. Lovely T is still winning if you are that upset. Like, you don't need to. Why are you addressing her and the bitch has not mentioned you ever?
Exactly. And that is 1,000% my point. Like, if you're getting all this attention right now, why are you so bothered with a woman who's doing
you
her own show?
You are on TMZ. You've just broken two stories.
God, right.
Blogs are taking your stories left and right, and your biggest live of your career, you do damn near 15 minutes on a bitch that don't talk about you. Like,
exactly.
And you going back and forth with the biggest celebrity in the world right now, and you take time out of that to go discuss Lovely T. Why the fuck would you send people to her channel?
Well,
obviously, you feel a way about how she's moving. Lovely T, I'm not trying to be like the Lovely T spokesperson, but I'm just saying, you know, Lovely T has been moving. She's got invited to Black YouTube conference. She was doing speaking engagements at podcasts. So maybe Tasha K is watching that shit because they obviously watch each other. Tasha K is definitely over there. You know, I don't doubt that they don't watch each other and see what's going on to know, you know, what the other person is doing. But at the end of the day, Tasha K, Lovely T's happiness should not be upsetting you that much. And I think that's what it is.
Exactly. And just like the person that was asking you earlier, why do you care? Because people do care. People do care. Like you and Lovely T, whenever your videos go live, if I'm at work, whether I'm in the shower, whether I'm on the basketball court at work filming, I have my headphones in my ear when you go live, when Lovely T goes live, and I step aside and I listen to the show. So we are invested. We care. And these people are doing things in the community. So clearly these are just not some random people that don't do nothing. I'm really pissed off that Tasha K would really just attack Lovely T like this, because Lovely T has done absolutely nothing to warrant her attacking like this. Nothing.
Well, here's what I'm going to say.
Okay.
Even if Lovely T did throw a shirt, because one thing I will say about this, I'm not going to sit here and act like Lovely T may or may not have thrown her shade, because Lovely T obviously was throwing her shade in those comments. But as a blogger, everybody's going to throw shade. But my whole thing is this. If a bitch is talking about you, posting you up, talking about your children, talking about your sickness, talking about your career, talking about your car, Lovely T throwing a little bit of shade is not it should not be a big issue. And if you really want to get into it, I'm gonna tell you what happened, bitch. Because if you remember, Lovely T didn't say this whole thing first. What happened was the Star Marie incident happened. Lovely T wasn't answering her phone, Tasha's phone calls. Tasha K was getting mad because Lovely T was like, you know what, I'm going to kind of distance myself from this bitch. So Lovely T wasn't really answering her phone calls. So Tasha K felt some type of way about that. Tasha K gets on live and says her and Lovely T planned this whole thing. Malibu Dollface makes a video. It's just this whole thing debacle. That's when the whole shade came. That's when Lovely T did that kind of indirect live and was like, bitch, like, I don't need to make shit up. And then Tasha K at that moment was like, all right, we don't fuck with each other. But Tasha K really started that shit because behind the scenes, Tasha K was upset that Lovely T had slowly started to pull herself away from her and stop fucking with her. Because remember, Tasha K was putting out, she believed Star Marie, basically, and Lovely T was debunking the whole bit every time, calling Star Marie a liar. So their videos were not working out. So that's where it started to stem from. And then Tasha K is pushing this narrative that they planned this whole thing. I'm not understanding how Lovely T would have to plan this whole thing if she is the one who broke the original story.
Right. Well, I'm going to make it simple. Tasha K needs to get over it. She needs to get over it. Get over it. She didn't want to talk to you. She did not want to be cool with you. Move on. Your life is going fine. So clearly there's something that Lovely T has that Tasha wants. Maybe it's her admiration, because I'm sorry, I read a lot of Lovely T's messages, and we love her. I respect her. I admire her. And I know that Tasha probably feels like shit about talking about her health and her disease. And I think she, you know, honestly, everybody has a conscience. I think that Tasha K feels horrible for doing that. So this is her way of attacking. Like, people attacking her. She's attacking a woman that's really beloved.
Let me be clear. Let me be clear. Because everybody's saying Lovely T has me talking for her. Thank you, caller. Bye.
You're welcome, honey.
Lovely T and I are not friends. We don't sit on the phone and talk every day, and we don't text every goddamn day, and none of that. She's cool. I know her. I'm cool. You know, whatever. She's not. She didn't. I have not talked to her since this situation. I'm not going to call her. She knows what the fuck's going on. I don't need to call her. Okay. I don't need to do this. I am doing commentary. They're hot. They're big. They have bigger platforms than me. I'm gonna talk about them. Tasha K went on live with 20,000 people and brought Lovely T up. I'm talking about the shit, bitch. Why the fuck are you talking about her and you're trending all over nationwide? You want to talk about a bitch that don't give a fuck about you? Who really looks mad? That's all I'm saying. You talking about a bitch that don't even have nothing to do with this. I mean, why are you talking about her? You telling her that you, again, all I'm trying to figure out is if you taught her everything that she knows, Why is it that, you know, I was about to go there. I'm not finna go there. I'm not even finna do that. My thing is this. I think she should focus on her success. She's winning. I think she should flaunt and gloat in her success. I don't think that you should have to mention everybody else, bitch. It's clear. You're trending, girl. You're popping. If you're the queen, you know that you're winning. Everybody's seen you. Everybody sees it, girl. Everybody watched. You had 20,000 people on your live, bitch. Record-breaking numbers. Crazy. You have grown tremendously, but you're still not happy. God damn. Ain't that a motherfucker? You're having a whole baby. But you're still not happy. You should be arguing with Cardi B and getting off alive and sucking your man dick. You shouldn't be talking about a Lovely T. Who gives a fuck? I wouldn't be talking about any of these motherfuckers if I'm over here breaking stories left and right and glowing up and got my man. I'm having a baby and this, that, and third. And I got my phone call is ringing off the hook. I don't have time to be talking about a bitch that ain't even going to respond to me. I just don't understand. I just don't get it, Tasha K. What do you want? What is it that you want? What's going to make you happy? You want Lovely T to get online and call you a bunch of bitches and hoes. Do you want her to air your business out? Like, I'm confused. Like, is that what's going to give you validation? Is if she does that? You got a response from Cardi B. The bitch is suing you. That's huge. You've made national fucking headline breaking fucking news. Shout out to our new member, Millie Madge. I get it. She feels like Lovely T was bought by Cardi B. Okay. Well, people can say the same thing about Tasha K, because you heard Tasha K. All of a sudden, Nicki Minaj is following Tasha K, and Tasha K was saying Bust Down Barbiana, singing Barbiana lyrics after she was just dragging fucking Nicki Minaj. So why isn't nobody talking about that? Now Tasha K is citing Nicki Minaj, kissing Nicki Minaj ass. And let me tell you, Nicki, you do that weak ass shit, Nicki. You know me and your relationship might be done. I know you don't really know me like that, but I feel like you know me like that. You start fucking with that bitch, you don't really know what you're doing. Like, she ain't really the one to fuck with, because the minute you get close with her, she is going to flip on your ass for a story. So why is nobody talking about the fact that Nicki Minaj is following Tasha K now, and Tasha K throughout the live was talking about Bust Down Barbiana, trying to throw subliminal hints so that people can acknowledge the fact that Nicki Minaj is now following her and that she sided with Nicki Minaj. And then she also said people was calling her from Dubai, you know, maybe insinuating that Nicki Minaj be calling her, saying keep her foot on people's necks. Like, are we not going to talk about that? So, like, you guys can dismiss the whole being bought shit, because even if Lovely T is being bought, Tasha K is wanting to insinuate that she is being bought. It's like, let's just call a hater a hater. Everybody, listen, she wants to be talked about too. Some of y'all people in the comments are just stupid, and I get it. Some of y'all are dumb. But that's just what it is. So they both have. So I don't understand why we're talking about Lovely T and Cardi, because at this point, Tasha K is Tasha K and Nikki and Lovely T and Cardi. So what's the conversation? What's really the conversation? I'm just saying. Let me take a caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
What's up, Armand?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, I had to come on to let you know, as usual, you are spot on. I mean, we really have a classic case of an individual stuck within the seclusion of their own delusions, and it's scary, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
I could understand why Lovely T is blocking, you know, even want to deal here with it. Like, she's had enough of it. Enough of it.
And here's my thing. I'm by no means just saying, like, oh, Lovely T is perfect in this situation. But what I am saying is Lovely T is not egging it on. She's, like, she's posting as she posts. And yes, she did throw shade at Tasha K in those comments, but you have to think, Tasha K went on a whole spree airing out Lovely T, talking about she's a codeine queen, saying she was begging her subscribers for money, this, that, and the third, and Tasha K tried to do that whole giveaway, like she was giving away 15% of her income, but that's because people was asking where the fuck happened to the hurricane relief fund money.
Which was a valid question.
Right.
And there's still no answer.
And then here you,
you
go with,
I mean,
this big donation to everybody. So everybody can ask questions. But my whole thing is, why are you – if Lovely T didn't respond to you, then, okay, I get it. Tasha K felt like Lovely T used her hashtag, but it's both of their hashtag to share. That's like Brandy getting mad at Monica for playing the boy is mine somewhere. Like, what?
They both – right. I mean, it's literally, she's attempting to be the professor without actually qualifying to be the student. Because in reality, when you look at the situation, you can still see that Lovely T is still teaching her. She's acting like she's the jilted lover because she can't get Lovely T to respond to her. But even when Lovely T does respond, she does it in a classy manner. And see, that's where the anger really comes in, is because when you look at it, as you said, you know, Tasha K's growing, you know, she's blowing up, but it's like when we talked about before, how you get to the top once you're there and you look around, look around, your ass is miserable if you didn't do it right. And so whenever you hear anybody talk about Lovely T, it's usually how much they love her, you know, how great she is. And the people that even like Tasha, they're really just there, you know, for the bullshit and the giggles and, you know, the drama and the craziness. But there's not really that same energy of genuine, really, you know, caring for this person, you know, really wanting to be around. Like, you're kind of in that energy for the spark of the craziness, you know, if you know what to do with it. And then you've had enough of that. But when you look at it for Lovely T, like, she literally has people who care for her, want to be around her, have concern for her, and it's been like that. And a lot of times you don't know a lot of the moves that Lovely T is making because she doesn't put all that out because she doesn't need that validation. You know what I mean? She makes her moves. She's about that coin, and she does what she needs to do, but she doesn't have to have it all up here splattered into the YouTube streets because she doesn't have validation from that to lead her life. Like, when you ask, why are you still miserable? Well, you're going to continue to be miserable until you fix what's inside you that's constantly causing you to do the things that you do. Like, she can't even have true friends around her because literally, even if you are true to her and cool with her, her mindset's not right. You know, so she starts to be just, you know, bugging out to where it's like, she starts to be suspicious of people who might have really been there for her because of all the dirtiness that she's done. She can't trust people.
Right.
And that's
why
we continuously see. Yeah, it honestly is. And she's jealous of the fact that the people who are around T, you know, the people who care for T really do care for her. But even in all of her winos, you know what I'm saying, they just, you know, drunk crows with their bottles. You know?
Well, thank you, Mishi.
Definitely. Love you.
Love
bye-bye.
You, too. Listen, I would like to take the opportunity to let you guys know, if you guys haven't done so, make sure you guys subscribe to the channel. Visit us every Wednesday for Armand Listens to Your Music Live, our music competition, okay? If you're a rapper or a singer, please submit your music. Moderators, please put the links in the comments below where they can submit their music at thearmandwigginshow.com. Every Wednesday night. Also, if you would like to become a member of the channel, we just had a nice, lovely members-only chat that was super dope, private. I will paste the link in the comments. The members actually told me that they wanted me to go live and do this. I was done, actually, but I did this for them. And yes, if you guys haven't done so, please subscribe to the channel. I'm sure a lot of you guys have your opinions. I'm not saying that either one of the – I'm not saying that Lovely T is – I'm not her publicist. I'm not her spokesperson by any means necessary. All I'm saying is it's just like, Tasha K, you're winning right now, girl. You're obviously winning. So it doesn't matter. Even if you feel like Lovely T use your hashtag, who cares? You got more views. That's what you want, right? That's what matters. What does it matter if you're beating her? If you feel like you're beating her, you're better than her, you're bigger than her, you taught her everything, why does it matter? Why does it matter? Oh, because she came to your house and she met your child. Okay, but all that went out the window once you talked about her sickness and this, that, and the third. And yet, I'm sure a person that you let go to your house, meet your child, do all of this, meet your family, and they share personal information with you, I'm sure that you have shared personal information with them. Lovely T would be dumb as hell to have sat around Tasha K and just spilt all of her personal information, okay? Came around Tasha K's family, told Tasha K all this stuff about her sickness and everything, and Tasha K never telling Lovely T something. I know Tasha K told Lovely T stuff because Tasha K talks. Okay? But what has not happened is you didn't see Lovely T after Tasha K went for the low blows. You didn't see – reason why I can respect Lovely T, because I wouldn't have done this. I probably would have went for low blow because that's what I would have did. But when Lovely T – when Tasha K went low blow and started doing – you know, the below the belt kind of exposing. Lovely T never came out and exposed anything that her and Tasha K talked about in confidence. Never. Lovely T never dogged Tasha K out about her child, what her child looked like, never talked about what the child looked like. Lovely T never publicly dogged out her husband, never publicly dogged out her marriage. We've heard a lot of about Tasha K's marriage. We don't know if it's true or false. We don't know what Lovely T told what Tasha K told Lovely T. She told her something. They had conversations. If they was friends, because obviously they were really close friends at some point, because Tasha K feels that she's hurt. So she should at least be happy that Lovely T is not going on live to 700 and fucking almost 800,000 people doing a tell all on Tasha K, especially with all the credibility that Tasha K has given Lovely T by saying that she's met your family, she's been in your house, you are really friends, she really hurt you. So that means anything Lovely T, if she decided to go and spread some news, she can just slander the shit out of you. And we would believe it to be true, because you've confirmed that you guys are actually friends. She's never done that. So that's why I'm saying, like, girl, chill. So whether you like Lovely T or not, she just moves a little bit differently. So where the way that she moves, it could be a little bit more respected. Because at the end of the day, I don't know about you. When I fall out with people, I don't like to go and air out everything. Only way I would do it is if you cross the line. You get what I'm saying? So, and by crossing the line is if I think that you and I are friends, I'm never going to air you out if we fall out. Whatever. Not going to make no video about you. But the moment you tell me we was never friends, then bitch, there's no whole bars. Okay, let's take another caller. Take a couple more, then we're going to bounce. 347-5071, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand, how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. You're just lighting up the internet, getting into some things, you know, using your common knowledge and your common sense that God gave you.
Yes.
I want to start by saying this about this situation. I want to start by saying something nice about Tasha K because I stopped listening for a while. Because at some point, I'm honest, Tasha K could be given, she could have seen a robbery go down with her own two eyes and have video footage, but it's the way she delivers the message sometimes that it's like, girl, I don't believe you. Therefore, I'm just going to click off. Now, her recent, talks about Wendy, that's some good-ass journalism, period. When I saw it come up on the table, I said, bitch, I don't like you, but you definitely did that. And sure enough, the blog's not
posted. Give her kudos for her journalism,
They posted it the next day. However, this situation reminds me of two things. One, when Nikki was going on her whole rant, and I remember Charlamagne said, you a sore winner. You worried about everyone else not fucking with you when literally everybody's fucking with you. Why do you care that you got a number two if in reality no one ever gets this far? And in that situation, it's like, sis, you are that girl right now. So who the fuck gives a, first of all, who the fuck gives a fuck if Lovey T mentions anything about you? Like you said, she was in a situation, right? And even then, you want to be the Wendy Williams, the new Wendy Williams, right? You're going to be talked about. Wendy Williams has been talked about these past couple weeks, has not addressed not a single near person at all. Because she's not going to, because that's not your damn business. Her job is to talk about you, not talk about herself. And that's just the stance you have to take. And when it comes to her issue with Lovely T, it's just kind of like, you know, I don't know if you watch Funky Daniva, but when he was talking about The Real Housewives, he said, Nene talks about Cynthia, and like Cynthia could be a sneaky ass bitch, but the way Cynthia carries herself, you could tell people that Cynthia killed her mama. No one's going to believe you. Because the way you out here, Lovely T could be a demon, could be a devil. But we won't know because you carrying on like a wild banshee and you does. And that's what really bothers you. And it's like, sis, so what if she don't acknowledge you? What does that matter? You're doing bigger numbers than her. You're reaching heights that, yes, is Lovely T doing well? Yes, she is. But it's like, sis, what does that matter? Why are you sitting back here, sis, if all the stuff that you've been ranting and working
for is happening for you
in front of you.
Like why are you reaching back? If you're due to pass her in 3 months, why are you even talking about this bitch? Pass her.
What does that matter?
Because she's still not happy. That's like the Bible. I don't know the verse, but you can have all the fucking glory, riches in the world, and still be unhappy, to lose your soul. Bitch, Tasha K, you having a baby. You just had a birthday. You just went on trips. You're doing what you love. You're breaking the internet. You're doing all this, and yet you mad at a bitch that ain't even responding to you.
And it's like, but why would she? Because there are certain people. When I'm done with you, we don't got nothing to talk about. Especially if I know, it's certain levels. There are people that like I've argued with my past because I just feel like I'm on that petty vibe. I'm gonna argue with you. And other people, I'm like, I have so much on you that if I spoke, everything would just turn into dust. So it's better for both of us if I don't speak to you. And I feel like Tasha K's issue is that everyone responds. Even Cardi B responded back to her. I'm like, bitch, you responded to a bitch that makes way less than you. So I don't know why you're arguing with this.
Cardi B is stupid. I wouldn't have responded to Tasha K. At this point, Lovely T is winning more than Cardi B because Cardi B, you're responding. I would never, it's literally burning Tasha K up that Lovely T doesn't respond. So Lovely T is still winning because it's eating. This is the second time Tasha K has went on a fucking rant. Like, you could have sworn Tasha K, Lovely T just called her a bitch on the phone and hung up or something. Lovely T just did her video and posted her hashtag, and that burnt Tasha K up. So if anything, Lovely T, why would Lovely T even give her the fucking joy in giving her a response? Just keep doing you, because that alone kills her.
It should give Tasha K joy. The simple fact that it's like, well, bitch, we fell off. Let's, for example, Tasha K 100% believes, well, Lovely T did me wrong, and I'm mad at her for this, that, and the third, right? Now, imagine the both of y'all reporting on the same shit, and now you surpass this woman so much that now she got to report on you, not the other way around. You're not reporting on Lovely T. Like, it should give you some sort of joy to know that the bitch that you don't like is now reporting on you. Because
right.
You're a bitch, because you surpassed her. But here you are dropping down to her level. Not to say that Lovely T is lower than her, because no one's lower than anybody. But in a sense, it's just kind of like, since you're surpassing her, and here you are, wait, what the fuck she doing? All because she's not paying you any dues. Sis, let it go. And if you are so consumed by that, that means that you're truly not happy where you are. You're truly
mm-hmm.
not happy. And you never will be happy. Because if quiet as it's cut, if Wendy Williams responded to every bitch that did not fucking like her, she would not be where she is. Period.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, caller.
Then that's just it. Thank you, love. Good night.
All right, so we've already been on here an hour, and I'm tired of talking about these girls. So, listen, if it's that serious for you, y'all going to have to super chat me, send me a donation with the last four of your number or the last four of your number so I can get through it, because we have hella callers in this queue, and I'm not going to get to everybody. So I will put super chats as a priority. We're going to take a few more, then we're going to wrap it up. So if it's really crucial to you, I will get on here now. If you haven't done so, please go ahead and subscribe. Also, subscribe to the channel. Please do. Subscribe right now. Please subscribe right now to the channel. Do not hold that. Hit that subscribe button. All right, let's take another caller. 267-5369.
Hey, what's up, Armand?
Hey, what's going on?
It's the favorite guy. It's your favorite guy. And I don't
okay.
get nobody else to chat because I'm subscribed to you.
Okay, so what's going on? What you want to talk about?
Joke.
I was laughing.
Look, I'm trying to break the ice because you know how. Look, my thing is this. You know, we had a conversation the other day, and I said that this could go two ways for Tasha. She can either get, like, really demolished or she could blow up. Okay, she blew up, you know what I mean? So I felt a little vindicated. Because I knew she was going to probably, you know, blow up off of this. But, no, on some serious note, that Lovely T and that Tasha K thing, man, I really, really wish – I kind of really am kind of mad about this Star Marie and this thing. Because, to me, I liked it, the fact that they were two powerful black women and they were bonded. I know it's done and it's over with, and there's no mm-hmm. point of trying to kumbaya it. But it's just really sad because when they were at their height and they were getting along – I really did like seeing them, two beautiful black brown sisters, collaborate. And I'm so mad that this whole Star Marie and this damn Cardi B situation really interfered with a sisterhood. Because they,
mm-hmm.
that's what it was down to. It was all about a stupid story. And Tasha being a Pisces, one of my best friends is a Pisces. When
mm-hmm.
someone comes at them, they have to come back. I don't know what it is about Pisces. They're super sensitive. And when somebody attacks them, they have to come back. And Lovely C is a Leo, and I'm a Leo. Leos, we do move very silently. We do. We don't really respond too much until we're pushed. And when we feel like we're backed in the corner, then that's when that ferocious side come up. But it's always strategic. We always think about the reaction. So when we respond, we do respond in a different way. But I think that, you know, Lovely T is doing the right thing, and I appreciate the fact that she is being a true Leo because she's not letting it get to her. And Tasha's going to be Tasha sat right on that live and told y'all that I'm like Cardi B in a sense. I'm the same way as her. You know, the only difference is just, you know, that she's, you know, a little bit more, you know, she's a bigger star. So they both
Tasha K said on that live and roared her chest because it's part of the art. She was trying to intimidate Cardi B and out of not suing her. Let's be real. She doesn't want to get sued.
She doesn't want to get sued, but she brought up a lot of validity as to what could possibly happen if the suit was to go into play. Now, I mean, Yes, she doesn't want to get sued. No one wants to get sued. But like she said, and
no,
she
but she
fact,
tried to scare her by using that that tactic that she would have. They would dig deep into her past.
Oh,
like
yeah,
Cardi
discovery. Yeah,
she tried to the discovery. Yeah. She tried to scare her. Like, oh, I'm going to ask for all of this information. That was a scare tactic. Tasha K ain't
it
been saying
was.
Shit. And
but
all of a sudden, you can talk about legal matters, bitch. Like. People who believe the shit that this lady say all the time, y'all are fuck not you, but like y'all
yeah,
fucking dumb.
Yeah,
like if you believe that this shit, like especially like y'all, if y'all believe that all of a sudden 3 months ago, 3 months go by, the bitch telling you that her doctor is saying that she can't go live because it's too much stress on her for 3 months, and ironically, when you are have a strike on YouTube, it goes for 3 months. Then all of a sudden, you live every other fucking day. Come on, bitch. Like, who's believing that shit? Like, who the fuck do you really think that you're talking to? You couldn't go fucking live, bitch.
Damn. Look,
no, like,
what
I'm just saying,
that.
Like, people just are just dumb sometimes because they just believe anything.
Yeah. Well, I think what happens is people are just there for the show. We're just here to, as a viewer, we're just here for the whole show. I don't think people knows what goes on behind the scenes, and I think most people really don't care what goes on behind the scenes. It's just like any other reality show. You know that you don't know what goes on behind the scenes when those cameras are, you know, go off. All we know is what we see, and that's all people really care about is the presentation of what is being, you know, the visual of what is being shown to them. So even if there is some legalities and things that's going on behind the scenes, we don't really care. We just want that.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad to say, but we really don't care. We just want to be entertained. People work.
And the entertaining, and the entertainment is there. That's why I'm going to say the entertainment is there.
Yes, and you are entertaining. And you look at the end of the day. Let me ride for a mind. Because look, there's a lot of people that I could subscribe to, and there's a lot of people that I could, you know, be a gaming. You know, I joined your membership. I really ride hard for you. You are going to be big. When I say it, like, I really believe that in my spirit. Like, you're going to be huge. And you just look at how long you've been on here, and look how big your numbers are. So, in the reality of it is, you're in a class of your own. Tasha's in a class of her own, you know what I mean? She's doing her. And Lovely T shit. Lovely T is, like,
Be honest with you, and I'm not even trying to be, I'm not even trying to be biased. Like, I've had to, first of all, I would like to say both women's work ethic, I'm going to say work ethic. Mm-hmm. I'm not even going to talk about that person because I feel like, let's just be real here. This is what I think about it is when it comes to, because everybody's saying messy. Anybody that does celebrity gossip has to be a little bit messy. So what I'm saying is Lovely T, the bitch is Lovely T messy, Tasha K messy, Armand is messy. We all got a little messy in us because if we can sit here and make money off of gossiping about another bitch life, we all a little bit messy. Okay,
exactly.
And the people that watch it, they messy too. So it ain't lying.
We messy too.
I'm not going to sit here and act like Lovely T is an angel, Tasha K. No, we all messy. Okay, number one. Okay,
definitely.
So,
and
but what I'm saying
say
is,
like,
so what I'm saying is, what I'm saying is, I respect both women's hustle, but I respect Lovely T because I got a chance to meet her, and when I tell you that this lady. It's fucking like she does fucking graphics and she's got fucking shit going on. The bitch is at speaking at podcast events and, you know, the bitch is on Roku TV. She got her T-line. She's got this. She's got that. She's got her Instagram highlights. She's got all of this shit that's making money for her. She's got memberships and Patreons and this, that, and the third. She's a fucking business, okay? You got Tasha K.
I know it.
Yeah, you got Tasha K telling you all this shit that she do, but the only thing that she is able to show you is her numbers and her wine affiliation in her same fucking ads. But there's no custom fucking graphics. We haven't seen any motherfucking person that came out of her fucking YouTube consultation class. And I know you be over there with the YouTube bullshit. So you know her latest minion ain't even at the 20,000 that she was supposed to be at the goddamn end of February. That bitch is still in the back talking to all with musty fuzzy blind. Come on.
Yeah.
And you're supposed to be the mentor. Come on, bitch. Let's talk about
look.
It. I'm not taking that class.
I'm not taking that
motherfucking class if the bitch that you're mentoring, her shit look like the way that it look. I'm not wasting my goddamn money on that motherfucking class.
Well, look, you can leave
the
fish. You can, you, who, me? No,
would
I'm
you
just,
that class?
I mean, I don't know what the class entail of. If I'm somebody that never did YouTube before, I would want to know.
She got a mentee out that right now. She got a mentee out right now.
Yeah.
She won't even tell that bitch to get her to get the right webcam. Shut up. Look, come on, let me stop. Look, say,
well, look,
you done
no,
got
no,
me
no,
going.
No, don't just, look, you're, look, you with the shit. You like, you're not, you're a shock jock, too. But I kind of like that about you. Your ass is a shock jock, too. You say shit, we be like, oh, I have some shock value and shit. So it's, like, it's real. Like, it's all for entertainment. Like, I hate when it gets so serious. Like, I don't like the serious parts behind the scenes.
Yes,
like, we should all be able to have fun and crack jokes. And, you know, what they call it, like, lighthearted shade, kiki shade, fun shade, or whatever you want to call it. It should be able to crack a joke at someone and it'd be laughter and not so much malice.
Let me tell you something. I ain't taking Tasha K class, bitch. The bitch that the last bitch I seen taking Tasha K class is going back and forth with bitches that call CPS and stuff, bitch. And that be on live for 10 hours.
You know what?
I'm not taking Tasha K class, bitch. Tasha K class, bitch. She don't tell
you
how to get no equipment. My whole thing is, where are you teaching these people? Because, bitch, she teach a lot of people a lot of shit. But my whole thing is, okay, so I'm trying to figure out because I was under the teaching too. She didn't tell me nothing to get. Like, I figured all this shit out on my own.
Well, you was doing your own. That's why I said it. I don't even know what her class is details of, but apparently people are looking at her numbers and they just want to know, and they're looking at her production. And her production is flawless. You can't take that away from her. But the
production
way it looks,
is
her
beautiful
camera. Yeah, so that's the part that I think captures people in, like, how the
but
hell
she ain't telling the mentees
that look like
she
that.
Well, girl, don't get it from her.
You better tell me that. I want to know that. If I go to Tasha's class, I want
okay,
to
know
that.
Okay, let me tell you how I figured out what camera was, because I look up best streaming software shit to use, and Tasha K posted a picture, and I was like, you know what? Let me see what kind of camera it is. But I wasn't even looking at the picture. I looked behind the motherfucking picture, and I'm like, oh, that's the camera. All right, because the bitch wasn't going to tell me, so I got that motherfucker. Sure did. We got the same motherfucking camera.
So she didn't share that information with you?
Huh?
She didn't share that information with you?
No. Let me tell you, her fucking Google shit, her Google shit, the way it's set up, like, the most expensive shit is on there, but the way that it was set up, she had on there, like, for the computer that she was using, it's not even the same computer that she used. So she was having people, like, if you would have bought, like, if I would have bought that shit, I would have bought, like, the shit that she probably first started off using, not the shit that she used now, which I get it. Like, you
okay.
know, you got to make people work for the shit. And I respect that. But what I'm saying is, bitch, like, if you teaching everybody stuff, well, where's your wine? Where's your wine at? Where's your glass?
You know,
where's your wine glass?
I do recall her. You bring up a good point, because she did say she was trying to get some sort of her own wine to come out. But she did have a glass at one point. But like you said, she don't have all of those bells and whistles. I mean, Lovely Tea, she built this brand for over 10 years. She's not
playing.
This is her life. This is her career. She's going to make sure that this is, you know, that she gains something from this. So her hustle is very, very, very good to admire. Shoot, Lovely Tea, if you're giving a class, I'll take it.
Well, here's my thing.
I mean,
and this is the only reason why it seems like I'm riding hard for Lovely Tea, and I just want to hear your input on this. If Tasha K knew all that information about Lovely Tea, that would mean that Lovely Tea was discussing that with her. But do you feel as though a person is going to share all that information with you and you not give them nothing? You not giving me no tea? Bitch, if I come with you and I'm giving you all this tea, you best believe you're going to be giving me some tea, or I'm not going to tell you nothing about me personally. You get what I'm saying? So,
yeah,
obviously,
right.
Tasha K is sharing with Lovely Tea too, but what I respect about Lovely Tea is, even with the dragging and you talking about her illnesses and saying that she's a codeine fiend and all this stuff, Lovely Tea never came out and aired anything. Lovely Tea could have fed into the rumors about Tasha K's husband and all this other stuff and whatever Tasha K really told Lovely Tea. Lovely Tea has never told anybody never came on her platform to her 700,000 plus people and just aired, like, oh, Tasha K said this. Tasha K, she never did that. She never threatened to post
receipts.
She's
a queen. She has dignity. She has integrity.
Like,
man,
how are you a bitch's friend and you recording conversations?
Well, I don't know the nature of their friendship, and I'm really, really, really trying so hard not to get involved in it, because it's probably so much stuff behind the scenes that we will never be privileged to. But I will say this, Tasha just let her off of Lovely C. At this point, you have definitely proved to everyone that you're among the greats. I'm not going to say she's the great because that would discount
no,
everyone.
No, Tasha
else.
K is
she's
hot right now. This is her time.
She's hot.
She's
right
going
there.
To get that million. She's the
you
hottest
know, but
one right now.
I don't want
right
to discredit you and discredit Lovely C. You're
it's not discredit.
Great.
No,
great.
No, we all are good and
you
all
know?
Right. But listen, I'm never going to discredit myself. But at the end of the day, everybody has their time. I would be lying to say that Tasha K is not the hottest out right now. She's hot right now. Her
yes,
her
she
content
is yes.
what's now. She's hot. I'm not going to discredit that. But you
yeah.
know what? I can honestly say that because I'm confident in where I'm at.
We
so
are.
I'm not
going to
act like
yeah.
that she's not.
Yeah.
I think she's a trash human
yeah.
being. But as far as how she's doing her, like she's hot. Okay.
Yes, Irma,
but
thank
you.
You are a shock job. I wish I could be like, I wish I could have your internet. What sign? What's your zodiac sign?
I'm not a shock jock. I just talk.
No, but you do. You're so direct. And you say what comes to your mind. And it's your authentic self, but I would love to know what drives that fire in you. To just be like,
so you should ask that in the members only chat. Yeah, we have that. We have that meeting.
I will. That's a question. I missed it. I'm gonna go back and watch it. I'm gonna watch it. I said it in the chat. I'm gonna watch it. But I will continue to listen. And hey, look. Only one thing I will say, Lovely C, please don't. Allow people, you know, we fans of all y'all. Like you said, I be in all the YouTube sections. I like people. I like everybody. I'm not a bias. I don't want to, I just like everybody. So if I like you and I like Tasha and I like Lovely T, we love y'all all. Y'all no different than watching Real Housewives of Atlanta versus watching Real Housewives of New York. Like, we just love everything we see. You know what I mean? So don't alienate us and make us feel like, you know, we can only be on one side of the track. Hey, our view, a view is a view. You know, we view you, we view them. It ain't taken away from you. What we eat, you know the saying? What you eat don't make them shit.
Come on, spit it out. I got somebody coming. Thank you.
All right. Bye. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. So let's Alpha Glam. She really got some shit to say. Let's get Alpha Glam into the chat. 336-6210. This is a super chat call. What's going on?
Hey, Emma.
Hey, what's going on? You guys have a lot to say, huh?
Listen. We talked about this before on the previous show because, you know, I love you. Yeah, I'm going to say that first. But
okay.
This is what I have to say. The thing is, we all know from the beginning, Tasha has always said that she is about exploitation. Lovely T is not about exploitation. She is about integrity and journalism. So,
right.
Of course, they're not going to be able to be on the same team, or they eventually, like you said, they're going to have to separate because Lovely T's not about that. So when the Cy Marie shit went down, the reason why Lovely T had to separate herself is because she said to herself probably, okay, I'm realizing that this girl's story is not adding up. And I cannot, with my integrity, with my viewers, go on my show or go on my broadcast and tell people that I'm vouching for this girl when I have receipts that she's lying. And if
right.
you look back at the Lovely T video, she showed all the receipts of where Lovely T, where Star Marie's story did not add up. So that's why Lovely T said to herself, and it was a smart business move on her part, that I don't blame her because she didn't want to lose no followers. She said to herself, okay, well, I'm going to have to separate myself from Tasha K. And if she got upset about it, then Tasha K may have the right to feel the way she feels. But where she crossed the line at was when you started making it personal, calling her a codeine fiend. And in my opinion, she better be glad that Lovely T hasn't said more. And she's probably not saying nothing because, in my opinion, I think she's getting ready to pull up another lawsuit. And it ain't going to be from Cardi B. It's going to be from Lovely T, in my opinion. And if it was me, I would sue too. Because it's so many different things that Lovely T could have said. And the stuff that she put up was nothing. It was nothing mm-hmm. compared to how Tasha dragged her. Tasha dragged her kids, her family, her being on drugs. You accuse somebody of being on drugs, somebody who already has integrity, that's an easy lawsuit. She has more of a lawsuit to me than Cardi B does.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. Like, Lovely T has more of a lawsuit. You call this lady a coding queen. You've said all of this stuff, and Lovely T hasn't, at least Lovely T, it hasn't responded or said anything. So, really, yeah, Lovely T has more of a lawsuit than Cardi B.
She really does. You slandered this woman, and she hasn't, like I said, she has had plenty of opportunities to come for Tasha, and she has not. She still has that integrity. She still has written the book. I'm not saying that she's not messy. Like you said, honey, y'all all in the messy business. That's why we all fucking here. We all fucking here for the team. We all here to listen to it. So even when she does it, it's like when she does her little bit and she's talking about, honey, is she doing all that? Because we all know we're spilling tea too. But at the end of the day, we're not in exploitation. That's what Tasha K is doing. And that's what separates her from the rest of y'all, is that she wants to be on the Inquirer. She wants to be on the
tabloid. Tasha K wants to exploit. My thing is this. This is why people try to say, like, I'm upset. Let me be clear. I don't want to make enemies. I do want to hang out with the celebrities and be cool, because my vision is totally different from exploiting a bunch of motherfuckers. I think when you go to exploiting people like that, you have to have a certain anger and disdain for life in your heart. You have to be really, really hurt and really bitter in the inside to want to only tell the worst, nastiest, deepest, darkest things about people. You're harboring a lot of anger if that's what you want to do. And listen, I understand she's good at what she does, but everybody doesn't want to do that. So everybody's not in competition with her when it comes to that. They're not. We're just really not.
Right. And I think that's the one thing that I feel like is you have a niche. Like Tasha K, whether I like her or not is irrelevant. She has a niche. So
absolutely.
If you already have a niche and ain't nobody fucking with you, then why are you worried about it? Stay in your lane. And Lovely T is not trying to be an exploitation type of journalist. She's not trying to do that. So she's not, even though y'all have the, you're trying to gain her same number, y'all really not even in direct competition, because what you do and what she do is not the same thing. So I feel exactly what you're saying. Like, why did you even take the time to do that? It's not to just be petty. You could have mentioned anybody else. She's not talking about Lioness and Judas. She didn't bring up anybody else that's talking shit about her. She only brought up Love and T, the one person that ain't said shit. That's my problem with her. It's just like, I mean, not really a personal problem, because I don't really give a fuck that on that level. I'm just simply saying that if you that boss bitch the way you claim, then be a boss bitch and be about your business and fuck all that other shit.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Emma. I love you.
Love you too. All right. So, listen, we have got into some things today. I love you guys all for watching. Let me see. Let me take one more, because this person been on here for damn near an hour. 206-4129, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, hey, Armand. Damn. Finally, I've been waiting. I want to talk about Lovely T and Tasha K. So, I've been watching Lovely T since she had, like, 200,000 subscribers. Like, I watched her a lot in my high school with my friends and stuff. And the first thing that turned me off... Hello?
Yes, come on. You got to make it quick. Her car done dropped. Listen, you guys got to be ready. All right, so we're going to wrap up here. I just wanted to kind of get you guys' feedback on that. If you guys haven't done so, please make sure you guys subscribe to this video. If you would like to become a member, you guys can do so. Was there a super chat? Who was it? All right, guys, I'm trying to see. Did I miss somebody that was supposed to call in? Shout out to those people. If you guys would love to join the show Wednesday night, please make sure you guys do so. We also have merchandise on thearmondwigginshow.com. If you have any tips, any leads, any drama, any gossip you guys want me to talk about, email me at thearmondwigginshow@gmail.com. Follow me on Instagram at the Armand Wiggins Show. Let's get into some things, okay? I want to see you guys. And if you guys actually crop any of these videos or repost them, tag me in them and use the hashtag the Armand Wiggins Show, okay? And thanks. Shout out to all my members who came in tonight. We had our exclusive members-only meeting. I love you guys. Thank you guys for getting your subscriptions. It means a lot to me. I love that we were able to connect on such a personal level today. I can't wait for us to do that again, okay? I don't see 4316. All right, y'all. I'm out. Thank you. And for those people.